Goodbye. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of study concerning the truths of the eternal God. We're talking about the greatest treasure, which is the written and living Word of God. And we've been focusing on the written Word, and we've been looking at various passages of Scripture, beginning with 2 Timothy, Chapter 3, and we've been thinking about how God's Word is beneficial and profitable because of the things which it teaches and helps man to comprehend and understand. We found here in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Now, what is it profitable for? Well, first of all, we see that it's profitable for doctrine. Doctrine has to do with the basic truths of God's Word. The doctrine of God, the doctrine of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. There are many different doctrines that are recorded in the Word of God. There's the doctrine concerning future events and the things that are going to take place in the future. Many different doctrines are found in God's Word, and it's so important that people study the doctrines of God's Word because that's the basic fundamentals of the truths that are contained in the Word of God. Secondly, we see that the Scripture says it's profitable for reproof, because God's Word convicts man of sin. I recall one time when a man came forward after the service and he was angry with the pastor, and he was going to beat up the preacher because he said, "You have told everybody in this audience everything about me today," and said, "I don't know where you got this information," but he said, "I'm going to beat you to a pulp." And fortunately, some of the deacons were around, and they came up and restrained the man and helped him to understand that the preacher was just preaching the Word of God. He didn't know who this fellow was. He was a stranger. He didn't know anything about him. But the Word of God convicts men of sin. The Word of God reproves us of sin. It shows us what we're doing and how we're living that is wrong and displeasing and dishonoring to Almighty God. And so it reproves us of sin. Then the Word of God is good for correction. It shows us how we should live. Not only does it show us the way we should not live and the sin that is committed in our activities, in our day-by-day living, in our deceptions, in our trying to pretend to be something we're not, in putting on false fronts. People talk about the church being full of hypocrites, and a hypocrite is an old word that was used centuries ago to actors, referring to actors. They were called hypocrites because they were putting on an act and they were performing something. Today we call them actors. But the church, many people say, has many actors in it, many hypocrites, many people who pretend to be one way, and then otherwise they're a different way. I remember years ago when I was a youth pastor in a church in North Texas. I remember one of our young people coming to me, and he was telling me about one of the men that came to church every Sunday. And he was working on the pipeline. They were putting in a pipeline, and he was working on the pipeline with this man. And he said, that fella who comes to church so faithfully on Sunday, said, you'd never know he went to church anywhere by the language that comes out of his mouth. Because, said, he has one of the most foul mouths of any of the men that are out there. Here is a picture of a hypocrite, someone who puts on a false front. And he goes to church on Sunday, but then he goes out and lives like the world and in sin the rest of the time. This is what a hypocrite is. And so the Word of God is to reprove us of our sin, to help us to see wherein we're walking contrary to the truth, and then to correct us, to show us what we need to do in getting our heart right with the Lord, acknowledging our sin, confessing, forsaking, turning away from it. It's called repentance. The word repentance means a person's going in one direction. He makes a U-turn, he turns around, and he starts going in the opposite direction. That's what repentance is. We're to turn from our sin and from our ungodly lifestyle to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, many people try to do this in the energy of the flesh, only to fail. That's why we need the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Remember, when an individual accepts the Lord Jesus as their Savior, comes to the realization and understanding that they need forgiveness for their sin, they understand that Christ died for our sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, and they ask the Lord Jesus to come into their heart. When we invite Christ to come into our life, then He sends His Holy Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation. We read in the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 6, Jesus talking to a man who was a religious leader in Israel, and He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Nicodemus said, well, what do you mean, be born again? He said, you mean I have to enter into my mother's womb and go through the natural process of birth again? And Jesus said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical birth. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's spiritual birth. It's the work of the Holy Spirit of God. You see, beloved, as I'm talking to you today, and there's this uneasiness that you're feeling inside, there's this conviction that you're feeling, that's the work of the Holy Spirit of God, convicting you and drawing you to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that convicts and opens our understanding to the truth. He's the one that made this man think that the preacher was telling about everything that he had done in his life, because he was convicted by the Holy Spirit of God. When the Holy Spirit convicts us, that's an indicator that we need to make a change in our life. We need to open our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to acknowledge that we're a sinner. We need to acknowledge that we need forgiveness for our sins. And that's why the Holy Spirit of God is as near as the sound of my voice. He's right there where you are right now. He's the one that's convicting you of your sin. He's the one that's telling you you need to open your heart and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come in, to forgive you for your sin, to give you His salvation. And beloved, you can do that right now, even while I'm talking. You can cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, because the Lord is right there where you are. He'll hear your prayer, and if you'll ask Him to come into your life, He will send the Holy Spirit into your spirit to convict you of sin, to do the work of salvation, and to transform and change your life. You don't have to be in a church to do it. You don't have to go through any certain form or ritual to do it. All you need to do is to recognize that Christ died for your sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, that He lives today, that He sent His Holy Spirit to come to convict you of sin, to draw you to believing in the Lord Jesus, to accepting Him as Savior. And if you'll simply say, "Lord Jesus, I believe You died for my sin, that You were buried, that You arose from the grave. I believe You live today. Please come into my life. There's so much I don't understand about all this, but I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I need forgiveness. I believe that You can cleanse me from my sin, that You can make me pure and clean within. I ask You to come into my spirit and to make me Your child, to bring me into Your family." The Lord will hear that prayer, beloved. He will grant that request. He'll come into your life. He'll make a new person out of you. He'll give you a new outlook on life, and He will give you a new future. Because when we ask Jesus as our Savior, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, beloved, I hope you'll invite the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, to accept Him as your Savior. And if you'll do so, then please write to us, and we would love to send you a New Testament. We'd love to send you materials that will help you to grow in your walk with the Lord. And our address is, and I'll give it to you briefly if you want to write it down, Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs, capital, on the next line you put a capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, 1214. And then on the next line you put Leander, spelled capital L-E-A-N-D-E-R, comma, T, capital T, capital X, period, and then the zip code 78646-1214. And on the last line, United States of America, R-U-S-A. Oh, beloved, it would be our joy and privilege to mail to you materials that would help you to grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll send you a New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament. We'll send you a pocket calendar and other Christian literature that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's the greatest thing in the world to know that your sins are forgiven, to know that you're on your way to heaven, to know that whatever the future holds, you have the Holy Spirit of God living within you, indwelling you, ready to come to your aid, to deliver you from temptation, to give you the strength to say no to sin and yes to righteousness, to help you in your walk day by day, and to guide in your prayers as you go to the Lord in prayer. Cry out to Him. Tell Him the burdens that you have. The Bible says the Spirit of God makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, because He knows your heart. He knows the cry of your heart. Until next time, goodbye.